Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. I am just back from 3 weeks in Southeast Asia with listeners. It was an incredible trip. We started with 8 days in Vietnam, spent 3 days in Cambodia, 3 days in Laos, both beautiful countries, and ended it with 4 days in Thailand. So during our trip, I visited two communist countries. It's the first time that I've ever spent a concentrated period of time in communist countries. And I was really interested what that would be like, if it would feel different, if it would seem different. There were a couple big differences. First, the big similarity. Even today in most communist countries, most of them, there's a free market system. So in Vietnam, which is communist, and Laos, which is communist, there are still shops you walk into. There are literally 7-Elevens. There are markets with people selling goods. The government doesn't control it like we picture in China or old Russia. Like, you walk into stores, people still own the shops, they still make their own money, that sort of thing. So that was similar. Couple of major differences. The biggest was that there are pictures of the Supreme Leader plastered on every single building everywhere. So when you're in Vietnam, the communist leader's picture is all over the place. Like, we have that big Giannis picture on a building here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. There are pictures of the leader all over the place.
Wow.
And there are big billboards that show them in their communist uniforms, the military, saluting, marching, with language like that says Vietnam forever, those sort of things. It's very interesting. To me as a journalist, the other thing that was fascinating was the aspect of news. They have news on TV. They also broadcast the news through loudspeakers throughout the entire city, big cities like Ho Chi Minh City, one of the biggest cities in the world, or Hanoi, through loudspeakers. They look like the speakers that are used for tornado warnings, but the news comes out twice a day, and this is what it sounds like. I say news in quotation marks, by the way. So you're walking down the street, and the news comes out. Now, here's the deal. I say news, it's all government censored. It's all government regulated.
Wow.
So one of our tour guides was a young student, a communication student, who said he wanted to be a journalist. And I said, how can you be a journalist when you are told what to say? Like, what does that mean as a journalist? You can't go out and dig up a story. He said, no, but I can tell people what the news is. Now, he was raised in Vietnam, so he doesn't know any other way. Mm-hmm. He thinks the news is just reading whatever somebody sets in front of you without vetting it, thinking about it, because that's what it means to grow up in those societies.
Wow.
It was so odd and weird. I journal, and I journal every single night, especially when I'm on a big trip. And I journal about all sorts of things. And our tour manager knew that I journaled, and one other person on our trip also journals, and said, you might want to be careful. I said, well, I journal in the hotel room. He said, in a communist nation, they can come into your hotel room at any point.
Wow.
And I said, really? And then I read up on it, and that's happened. And if they find something in your journal that they don't like, or a note you've left for anything, they can arrest you. Like, if I were to journal and say, communism's the worst thing ever, I believe that now more than ever because we're here in Vietnam and I can't believe this clown is their leader, I could get in trouble. I thought, really? And the guide was very adamant, you better be very, very careful. That same guide, we had questions about communism and was very reluctant to really get into it because he could get in trouble. And he said, they're listening. He said, especially if we take groups of Americans around, they know there's groups of Americans. And so the tour guide's very, very reluctant to speak
so
freely.
So going back to the loudspeaker,
yeah,
when this would just come on, do people stop what they're doing? Do they, or is it just kind of like elevator music, or how does that work? I mean, do people really pay attention to it if they're not in front of their television?
I think they don't. It seemed like when the speaker came on, people were just doing their business still.
Okay.
You know, kind of just walking around. It kind of seemed like if you walk into a coffee shop and there's a TV on in the corner, you don't stop and stare at it. You still place your order. You still do your thing. So it was there. It was ever present. It was weird because some of our websites on our phones were blocked when we were in the communist countries.
Wow.
So, you know, I have AT&T. I have, but sites are blocked. CNN was on at the hotel. CNN, they would run the version of CNN International. But then when it was time for the commercials, sometimes a slate would come on the TV that says, the People's Republic of Vietnam does not approve of this commercial. We'll be back in a minute. And so they would block the commercials.
Wow.
And our tour guide said, well, like if they're running a commercial for Viagra or something like that, they will not run it there. So they censor the commercials.
Yeah. So I couldn't imagine being in marketing and sales there, but that's
right.
A whole nother thing. But
how can you?
Yeah. Even going back to you asking about, that's not journalism. You're just reading what's in front of you. So they really can't ask any questions on their own.
No. Or they end up in jail, literally.
Wow.
It was just really, really a different thing. Now, the people were warm. The people were friendly. We loved them all. But to have that hanging over you, like for 8 days in Vietnam, I didn't feel it every second of the day. Like, oh, my God, we're in a communist country. Like, I didn't feel like I was in Siberia. But when you stop and really realize that what we have here, we take for granted, because we complain a lot about our elections, especially the last few years. But there, they literally don't have elections or a say at all.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting.
Yes, that is.